Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible. The bad city, we're gonna get a bad apple with a bad attitude. We are live in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dress in plastic bags, direct in traffic, some kind of fashion trade up Shadoobie, along with the Tutty and Tater King himself, the founder of the Aisle Seat podcast, the rights holder of the Sheet of Integrity, the Put It With a Golf guru himself, Carver High, this afternoon, ladies. Mafia is running it with Luke. I am your father. The rundown on a midweek Where Do You Hurt Wednesday. We've got a double shot with Morenci this very hour from British Columbia in the second hour. Look who it is. The Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, live in Toronto. And then in the coup de grace, the final hour of love, a double shot with Stewie. Keith Stewart from Read the Line as they get ready for Harbortown this week, starting tomorrow in Hilton Head, Mike. And the plaid jacket is at stake. And we've got a lot of Dayball, as in Brian Dayball. And we also have two more big back ends of the champions' quarters at Real and at Inter, booting off right now.
They are booting off right now, indeed. Great Wednesday here on Coast to Coast. Real Madrid and Arsenal just put the ball on the pitch. Arsenal with a 3-0 aggregate lead.
Let's go, Gunners.
As they go, Gunners here. They'll try to finish it off. Not going to be easy, of course, there in Madrid. And then Inter Milan and Bayern Munich scoreless. They just put the ball on the pitch.
Don't you feel like they're in trouble? Like that Arsenal will be in trouble at this place today, that they'll give up 4 goals or more?
I think that that's where, I mean, you saw Villa almost pull the full comeback yesterday. I would not be stunned if Madrid on their home soil makes it at minimum tie, maybe even go past Arsenal this afternoon in that match. And the other one's good too. Inter's got a 2-1 aggregate lead on Bayern. The scene shifts to Milan here this afternoon, so they're going to try to put the clamps down and see who joins PSG and Barcelona in the last four of the Champions League. But yes,
can you imagine Milan, Italy at that game today, or in Madrid? Can you imagine being at one of those games? Like, seriously.
Some of those games today at some of the most historic places in international soccer. Both of those sites. So, yes, it would be
I'm going to have to
tremendous.
Get the multicast going here, Carver.
The multicast going. And you also have some afternoon baseball.
What?
If you so choose, too. That's right. The Blue Jays are up 2-0 on the Braves as they go to the seventh inning in Toronto. A couple of things here. Number one, Spencer Strider making his first start of the year. Just about a year and 10 days or a year and 20 days removed from, of course, last year with the shoulder surgery. So, elbow surgery, 2-0 Jays. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. did hit his first homer of the year. So Vlad finally off the board, played him a bunch. He was on the no-fly zone list here until he finally hit one. Now we can start playing Vlad again as he has cracked the can open.
And all his money, he's got less stress. He's like Rory. He got rid of the burden. Yes.
A little bit rid of the burden indeed. In Milwaukee, the Brewers lead the Tigers 5-1. They're in the top of the seventh inning. The Tigers do have a man on. They've got the Brewers have homers from Christian Yelich in this game and Rhys Hoskins. The Tigers got their lone run from a Spencer Torkelson solo shot. So that
there
is where
is
the scoring
again,
has been there.
And by the way, your boy Rhys Hoskins had like a big night last night. He was like 3-for-4 with 3 or 4 RBIs. He had a huge night last night. And did he pop one last night? I think he did.
He might have homered last night, too. I did not have him on the card. So I'm not sure if he did. I thought I remember seeing his name scroll by me as I was looking at all of that. Twins lead the Mets 3-0 in Minnesota. That is in the top of the seventh there at Target. So the Twins, of course, they are trying to take that series. Of course, they won last night against the Mets, trying to take 2 out of 3 from them. And the Cardinals have a 4-1 lead going to the bottom of the seventh in St. Louis over the Astros. So the Astros had a 2-0 win last night. Also, the rubber match here this afternoon in that one. We have one other afternoon game that I'll give you now in case we don't get to circle back before they start at the top of the next hour, and that is the Cubs and the Padres at Petco this afternoon. Of course, the Padres lost their first game at home last night to the Cubs 2-1 in 10 innings. It'll be Nick Pivetta and Matthew Boyd going this afternoon, minus 115 for the Friars, minus 105 for the Cubs with a 7.5.
Yeah, they've already cracked the egg. They finally lost a game at home, so... you wonder if Oil Can Boyd can get it done today for the Cubs at Petco and steal that series. I think he's got a shot, right? Like, I mean, he's been, both of these guys have been about the same, right? Like, same ERAs, almost identical, right? I think they are. And then I think Pivetta has won one more game. They're tough to beat in that ballpark. I'll give you that. When you go 11-0 and then you finally lose a game, and the Cubs did it with Imanaga last night. Let's see. What do you think? You think Boyd can beat him?
I like the Padres this afternoon. All right. I think the Padres will take the series against them with Pivetta going. Although Pivetta, he's been very good, but at any moment he could start giving up some long balls.
I'll take a shot with Boyd. I want the Friars to win, but I'll bet on Oil Can. Let's go.
So we have plenty of other baseball that we'll do later on Coast to Coast as well. There's a lot of other games tonight that we will get to, too. We have a ton of NBA to do. Of course, the play-in tournament. Last night, Warriors beat Memphis in what looked like a blowout. Ended up being a close game in the second half. In fact, Memphis had the ball. Get the 5-second call at the end of that game, Scotty. They didn't get a shot off at the end with an opportunity to tie or take the lead. Warriors are now going to play the Rockets and the Magic. They housed Atlanta down in Orlando. So they're going to be moving on to take the Celtics. But the Warrior-Memphis game was a good one.
Yeah, and the one thing that stood out to me even in that game was Edie having 14 and 17 rebounds. Remember when everyone said he wasn't going to be able to hack it in the NBA and he wasn't going to amount to a hill of beans in the NBA. And he's been doing double-doubles almost every time he touches the court for the Grizzlies. Jackson had 18, Bain had 30. You knew Bain would show up, and Ja had 22. But at the end of the day, the same thing always happens. It's Steph Curry. He had 6 threes in that game, 37 points, and Jimmy Lymphoma was even better than him. 38 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, hit a couple threes. The one thing that really threw me in this game was the calls. They put Butler at the line 18 times, and they put Curry at the line 13 times. Is that about right? I think so. Butler went 12 of 18. He went 13 of 13, Curry. I mean, to tell you, like, is that enough free throws for those two guys? I mean, the whole other team, no one else even came close to that. They gave them every call. They gave the Warriors every call.
When you have two guys combining for 31 free throw shot, that's never a good thing. We've got two more games tonight. Of course, Bulls, Heat, Mavs, Kings. We've got a lot of stuff with the Hawks. With only a couple nights left in the regular season, plenty to do.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All right, so you can catch Sports Rage every night at 10 East on all of our TV and radio outlets. You catch Morenci on Coast to Coast every day with us here from Vancouver. And tonight in Montreal, you had talked about it yesterday that the Carolina Hurricanes are going to start a bunch of minor leaguers against the Canadiens, and sounds like they're throwing the game. Why is that number only minus -135 then if it's so obvious that Montreal is going to win? And you think they're going to have no trouble tonight at all? I mean, they choked against the Blackhawks.
No, I think there will be trouble tonight, Scott, actually. I think they can find a way to get a point out of this. But like you, I'm a little bit surprised about the numbers. Last night, I was shocked about the St. Louis Blues price. Why are they only minus 150? Last night, the Montreal Canadiens were actually minus 105. And it's up to minus 135 now or so. You know, Scott, the Carolina Hurricanes are resting some players, but I've said this before, and I'll say it again right now. The NHL is the one league. Like, if you brought up, like, you know, the entire G League team and replaced all five starters of an NBA team with the G League team, you would notice, like, pretty quickly. You'd be like, wow, something's off tonight. They're not the same, right? The NFL doesn't have a minor league, but players aren't going from the UFL walking into the NFL. The AHL and the NHL, there's not that much of a difference. Like, there really isn't. Like, guys in the AHL can play in the NHL. The, you know, an AHL game is like an NHL game without the first line, Scott. Like, you know what I mean? Take away the star players. Take away, let's say, the first two lines. Like, if you want, an AHL hockey game is basically like an NHL game of third liners and fourth liners, right? They don't have the skill and the finish up front, but they can play. Right. So, and you got Brindamore's son is making his debut tonight, Scott. How cool is that with Rob Brindamore? How about this, too, guys? The Carolina Hurricanes are 10-1 their last 11 games against the Montreal Canadiens. I know, like, yeah, the Canadiens have been terrorized by the Canes over the years, Scott. Just for the record, when the Canes won the Stanley Cup, they were down 2-0 to the Canadiens in the playoffs, and they won four straight games, eliminated the Canadiens, and went on and won the Stanley Cup after. So there's a history with Carolina. And Brindamore in Montreal. I wouldn't be shocked if it went to overtime, Scott, but I think the Canadiens, that's sort of my gut feel, that the game's going to go to overtime and the Canadiens will backdoor this by getting a single point tonight.
So how about this? The Arsenal had a penalty kick at Madrid early in the game, and the goalie stopped it. Now, remember, if he would have scored that goal, they would have gone up 4-0 in aggregate on Real, and the guy made a save, like, diving to his right with, like, his – it like the guy tried to chip it softly over him, and it hit his legs, and it went wide. They would have gone up 4, but it's still 0-0 in the aggregate, still 3-0. I think the Gunners blew a gigantic opportunity right there on a PK. What do you think of that game and the inner game in Milan against Bayern Munich, where the aggregate's 2-1 inner and they're at home, no score?
I bet on Real Madrid in this game, Scott, minus 134. You know, listen, they need the win. Not only do they need the win, they've got to score 3 goals, right? Like, and they've got to score 4 goals to actually win this thing. They're down 3-0. So I figured, all right, Real Madrid's going to win this game, but, you know, it's not a guarantee. I don't think they're going to win by 4. But with that being stated, Scott, I like the over 2.5 as well, because you have a Real Madrid team that doesn't have a choice. They're going to have to push the pace.
Right.
They need to score multiple goals. They can't just win 1-0. So right. From a betting perspective, I liked it. I was like, yeah, they can win the game. I can win my bet, and I don't have to worry about them winning by 3. So we just dodged the bullet. I like the over 2.5 as well, Scott, in this game, knowing that, all right, number one, Real need goals. And people that bet on soccer, if you know soccer, when teams are pressing and try to score, they actually usually give up goals more than they score goals, right? In soccer, you get the fast break. Everybody's pushing. Everybody's pressing. Imagine like hockey, guys. The right. defensemen are constantly pinching. There's going to be fast breaks going the other way. And in soccer, you get the long ball. Next thing you know, oh, God, they scored. So I like goals, Scott, when a team is pressing. Either they score or the other team scores. So I like the over 2.5 in this game, and I thought Real Madrid would win the game, but not advance. As far as Bayern's concerned, listen, Bayern are beasts. Inter's been great. This is wild, guys. Inter has never beaten Bayern in Italy before. Like, Bayern has always won when they've gone there, which is very strange. Yet Bayern have the injuries with Davies being one of them. Canadian Alphonso Davies got hurt against the USA. I think Inter's going to hang on here, Scott. And this one's a little bit different. Aggregate 2-1 coming in here. Inter are very stingy defensively, like an old-school Italian soccer club. They're hard to score on. They've got a goal lead. I like this one to go under, Scott. Like, Inter are just going to shut this thing down, bro.
I want to be there, and I want to be in Milan right about now and being at that game and drinking and partying afterwards and eating. I want to be there, and I want to go out, and I want to eat so much pasta they got to wheel me to my hotel. I wish I was there for this. That crowd looks absolutely on its edge, and it's just fantastic. And the game's already violent. There's guys taking dives, guys doing, fake dives like they got, gouged in the face. I mean, it's got it all going. The penalty kick was because a guy in the Madrid game got mauled. An Arsenal guy got mauled in the box on a corner kick. I mean, this guy got leveled. I'm surprised he's not paralyzed. That's how they got the PK, but they missed it. So this stuff's so good. I'm not even watching baseball. I got the multicast going, Gabe. I got both games going to the Champions League over here. We're drinking and
me too.
This game and spending and laughing and hurling and talking. They got it all going.
I'm like, yeah, you know what? Forget this getaway baseball days. I hate getaway days, Scott. Like the afternoon games, the lineups are all over the place. I know Vladdy Jr. finally went deep, but I'm with you. I looked at the card this afternoon. I'm like, all right, it's all about soccer today, bro. I don't care about what's going on in the diamond right now. This is big time stuff. This is as big as it gets. And really cool situations here. I'm surprised, though, like you said, you got to stop on the PK. I thought there'd be goals now in this Real Madrid Arsenal game. Who can you believe Arsenal put up 3 in the first one? Unbelievable.
I did. I took them in the first game. My buddies are huge Arsenal fans. I like them too. And I said they were going to win, and my buddies said they wouldn't win, and they're Gunner fans, and they didn't believe it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The ice tray ejection last night, and their performance in Orlando was pretty weak. And then the second game was awesome with the Grizzlies giving the Dubs all they could handle. And then we'll get into first. Give me your reaction to last night before we get into tonight's two games.
It was a horribly officiated basketball game last night. We all know it. It had an NCAA feel to it. I call these play-in NBA games the Dayton games. So last night we had an ugly Dayton game. Atlanta just didn't have enough on offense. Let's give credit to Orlando. They did play well. It was a terrible basketball game. The Warrior-Grizzly game pretty much went exactly the way you and I talked about it going, right? Curry heroics late, close, drama, and Golden State pull it out. But I don't know, like, if Jenkins is there, do they get that playoff, Scott? Like, how does that happen? I mean, once again, NCAA turn. How do you not inbound the ball in the NBA, bro?
Yeah.
You got 5 seconds. You need a three. Like, I can understand missing the shot, getting a bad shot, but come on, guys. We're coming out of a timeout. We called a timeout for this. Like, we called a timeout, and we can't inbound the ball. Unbelievable. I think Memphis are going to win their home game, though. They'll end up getting through, Scott. Interesting numbers here in the play-in. I know I tried to get cute last night. Oh, the points this and the points that. We did cover with Memphis last night, but 18-5 now, Scott, the home teams, the favorite home team, 18-5 straight up in the play-in games. Only 5 times have we had like a real sort of like upset here. So we got the Bulls in the Heat tonight. I don't know about you, but I'm scared of the Bull pick. I'm going to play the Bulls. But I'm just concerned. Everybody's on the Bulls in this game. Everybody's discounted Miami. Miami are kind of playing with house money. You know this game is going to be close as well. So it's kind of a toss-up. And I'd like to talk myself into taking the 5, Scott, but I can't do it. After what we saw last night, the Mavericks have problems, bro. Right? They just do. And Sacramento's a completely different team when they play at home as opposed to on the road. They're a good team at home. They got that beam thing going. The crowd is loud as hell. They really feed off the crowd in Sac Town. So give me the Kings tonight, Scott. And I think the total's too light at 214. God, I'm going to die on another overhill here tonight. But give me the over 214.
So you like Memphis to beat Sacramento then Friday night, and then Atlanta would host the winner of this Miami-Chicago game. So you like the Bulls. Do you think the Bulls will go to Atlanta and win or lose?
Well, depends on what happens here. Orlando's a strange team, right? But they're not glamorous. They're the worst three-point shooting team in the NBA. They don't put a ton of points up, but their defense is real. So I would actually lean with Orlando, Scott. I'm going to tip my cap to defense. They
so
do
wait,
play
time
defense.
Out, time out. Time out. They're playing the 7. They're playing the Celtics now, the Magic. I'm talking about Atlanta has to play Friday night at home against the winner of this game here, the Miami-Chicago game.
Well, they're done. Atlanta are done. They can't win.
So you say the team that wins tonight wins in Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta can't win. And as far as Orlando is concerned, yeah, they're screwed against the Celtics, Scott.
Screwed.
Yeah, like, let's be real. Like they don't score enough, right? I mean, it's like a football team that wants to run the ball and kill the clock. It's like, all right, good, but we're not going to be able to beat this team 14-10, right? So you're not going to be – what are you going to do? You're going to beat the Celtics? You're going to slug out and slugfest the Celtics? So the Eastern Conference is kind of a joke. Let's be real. Although the Pistons-Knicks series is going to be a lot of fun.
So you think the Bulls, if they win, that how will they do against Cleveland?
Not well. Dude, there's no upsets in the NBA, Scott. Like, you know what I mean? You can try to talk yourself into it and stuff. Like, oh, yeah, maybe they can play with them. The NHL, you can throw the damn seeds out. NHL doesn't matter. Anyone can beat anybody in the NHL. You can make an argument for anybody. How the hell you make an argument for the Chicago Bulls over the Cavs?
And what like, about Memphis? What about Memphis? If they win that game Friday night at the FedEx, how will they do against Oak City?
Well, that you know what? Oak City, that'll be a fun series. SGA against Ja, but for Memphis, they're a street ball team, Scott. They're going to make a mistake all the time at the worst time. They'll get teed up at the worst time. They can't win Memphis. They can cover spreads, but they can't win.
They'll be in all the games. I don't know. Teams that go to that Paycom in Oak City get run out of the gym. They get blown out. I think they could be in trouble there. But I think the games in Memphis off field at FedEx will be violent and dirty.
Oh, it'll be a super fun series. And, you know, the Pistons and Knicks, I'm expecting a lot of pushing and shoving.
Violence.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Mike, let's relive these games last night. Started the chase in the city,
Yeah, why don't we start with that one, the Western Conference 7-8 game last night in San Francisco. Warriors beat Memphis 121-116. It wasn't easy, even though they had a 20-point lead in the first half, 10-point lead at the half. But still, the Grizzlies fought back in the second, all with Ja Morant getting hurt, too. You saw him hurt his ankle during the game, and he was able to fight through it and keep going. Late in the game, though, of course, who was it? It was Steph Curry. You mentioned earlier, 37 points, 8 boards, and 4 dimes. Butler had 38, 7, and 6, but Curry's threes down the stretch on TNT.
Ja Morant should have pulled it out. Butler with the move. Green, Curry, 3! It's Curry off the screen, fakes, fires,
it's always the same story, isn't it? I mean, like, what else is there when you're watching this team? So here's the deal. They're playing the Rockets. They're already favored over the second seed. The 7 is favored over the second seed. And you know why they're favored. Because of Steph Curry. And unless Aduka can figure out a way to shut down Steph Curry, which is a near impossibility, they got a problem on their hands. And Butler gives them another option. Look what he did, 38. I've never, you know, denied his talent. I know how talented he is. That's not my problem with lymphoma. He's a team wrecker. He's, you know, he is the United Van Lines of the NBA. He's been on so many teams, I can't keep track of them. And he's left every one of them with blood on the floor, especially in Miami. What he did there was a scene, right? You can't even make it up what he did to Riley and his teammates down in Miami. I don't care what anybody says. And then he went out there, and now he got his extension, and he's happy. You give him his money, he's always happy. If you don't give him his money, he destroys teams. But he still can go out and give you 38. And that's what they pay for, is for him to play basketball. There's no doubt. And the two of them together are a problem.
Two of them together are a problem, that's for sure. 38, 7, and 6 for Butler. And here he is afterwards, laying it down for you. Little Batman and Robin with him and Steph Curry.
I think any team has a chance when I'm on a team. But I know that... every team had a chance if Steph's on the team. So I get to play Robin. That's my Batman. And I don't know who else is. We got all the villains over there, Two-Face and Joker and Riddler, everybody else in the Western Conference. But we got a lot of games to win.
They got a lot of games to win, but they got those too. So they're going to be a problem. Look, I don't frankly believe it. I think that, obviously, they can win. I'm not stupid. Everyone that is in this can win. So I still like Houston. I think they're a better team. I really do. I think they're faster, younger, deeper. I think they got studs. I don't deny, you know, Moody and Podzimski and all these guys, Green, that they can contribute without a doubt. But I just think that this other team for me is more exciting. I thought the two best teams to watch play basketball this year in the NBA were the Thunder and the Rockets, flat out. And that includes the, you know, Celtics, Cavs, Knicks. I still think the Rockets were more exciting than those teams. I would say a close proximity to them would have been the Cavaliers with the season that they put together, right? The way they played night to night. But I still think the Rockets are better. I'll take the Rockets over them, too. If they play them, if that were to come to fruition in the finals, I'd still take the Rockets over the Cavaliers. I really would. I think eventually, you know, I think the Cavs are a really good team, but if they don't shoot well, a team like Houston could run them out of the building, and so could Oak City. They'll run you right out of the building. They score so many points, you can't stop it. What happens is these teams that chuck all these threes, that's all they do. You have a couple bad shooting nights, you're finished.
Can get you out of town very fast if you can't put the bucket ball in the bucket, that's for sure. Here's Steve Kerr. Of course, he has two of the most clutch playoff performers in recent history. Here he is talking about having both Butler and Steph.
Fearlessness, I think, is the main thing. I mean, I told Steph after the game, like, what makes him who he is even on a night where he's not really going, he's struggling to make shots, and he makes, you know, the two biggest shots of the game. That doesn't just come from skill. That comes from fortitude and fearlessness and incredible self-belief. Jimmy possesses the same thing. Draymond, too, in a different way. He's, you know, not so much in an offensive way, but just in a winning way. And that's why I believe in our team so much. You know, we've got several guys, you know, on this team, Loon included, who's been here for a long time. They've won titles. And that guy's, you know, taken his teams to the finals a couple times. Like, we got winners in this locker room.
Listen, he shot 9 for 22. That's what he's talking about, having a struggle at it last night. But he still hit the 6 threes. And that's what he does. He shoots his way out of it, right? But look, you know, Looney, Hield did nothing. Post, I thought, for a rookie, had a good game with the 11 points. And he had 3 threes. Not bad for a rookie. The rest of that team, Podzimski, he did nothing. I thought he'd do a lot more than three. He was 1 of 7 from the floor. So I guess you don't know what you're going to get from him. Some nights he plays great and lights it up, and other nights he just disappears altogether. But this team's about two players, in my opinion. I do not trust Draymond Green and everyone's big visions of him offensively. I think he's, for me, he's a defensive expert, and that's what he does. He's a banger and a defender and a rebounder, and he can definitely make the right pass and the right play, and he can put it in the hole here and there. But this is about Curry and Butler. That's what it's about. That's just all there is to it. And don't get me started on the Rockets. Don't get me started on their team and the talent they have up and down that roster.
And that will be the next test, as you mentioned, for the Warriors. Game one on Sunday between the Rockets and the Warriors, which, of course, will be in Houston. But the Warriors, they are the favorites for the series. As you look right now, I got minus 200 earlier. I'm even seeing it down to minus about 185 now. But either way, significant favorites for them. You get Houston in the plus 150 to 160 range.
Did you see how many people are betting on them? 94% of the bets are on the Rockets to win the series. I'll say this as well. I don't deny Kerr's rings and his excellence as a player and as a coach. I don't deny it. And I also know that it always helps having Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen on your team. And it always helps when you're the Olympic coach and you have you know, 12 of the best players in the world playing for you. And then, and you know, winning gold medals. How hard can it be when you have the best players in the world? I mean, honestly. And then I'll give him this. He's got all those titles in Golden State. He deserves them. He coached them. There's no doubt he's a good coach. It always helps to have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson in his prime before his injuries, knocking down 10 threes a game each, and having Draymond Green 10 years younger than he is now, and whatever else they had. This guy has been around the greatest teams of all time with players, some of the greatest players I've ever played.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is what I'm talking about, Mike. Like, you know, there's no disrespect meant, but how hard can it be? Seriously, I just don't find it that difficult. I seriously, like, same thing with Phil Jackson. Look what he had in Chicago. And then he went to LA and had Shaq and Kobe when he won three straight titles. As far as I'm concerned, J.J. Redick could have won that title coaching Shaq and Kobe. I keep telling you, man, these dudes don't listen to these dudes. They don't listen. There's nothing more glaring to me in my life than watching NBA players not listen to the coaches. They don't listen to anybody. Their wives, coaches, God, nobody. When you make that much money, you don't listen to anybody about anything. Cops pull you over. You see what they do? They all get in arguments with cops. They don't take any flack from cops. They don't take it from their coaches. I can guarantee you that. Like, they give this guy so much credit. And I don't deny he's a really good coach. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, Christ almighty, let me coach him. If I had that kind of talent wrapped around me, like the Olympic teams, you got to be kidding me. You wonder, Krzyzewski and this guy, Kerr, why did they win? why did they win? Christ, they couldn't be beaten if you tried. They had such great players. And I think that's what he's had everywhere. When he won all those rings, it wasn't because of him. It's because of Michael Jordan. And then when he won all the titles in Golden State, why did he win? He won because of Curry and Thompson. Am I tripping here? And why did the Lakers win? For Jackson, Kobe, and Shaq. And then you could put in all the rest. Big Shot Bob, Pau Gasol. You could go on and on. It's the players. The players win the titles. That's it.
The players win the titles. At the end of the day, it's got nothing to do with the coaching. And look, I'll say it now. I think the Warriors are going to win the series, and it's got absolutely nothing to do with Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr is not the reason that I think the Warriors are going to win. I don't think it's going to be easy. I wouldn't play that stupid price at minus 200. I would not do that. But I just think the Warriors are going to win because, A, I think they have the two best players in the series, Curry and Butler. And that, for me, is a big deal. And B, I just think this is the first taste for a lot of these really good players on the Rockets. And sometimes the first time you have it, you need to get humbled a little bit. And we've seen it with OKC. You know, OKC is a powerhouse this year, but they've had to have some bumps the last few years
to get to this point.
And now they look like they're ready to win it. And this is the first time that these guys like Green and Şengün and Smith and all these guys, these young kids on the Rockets, And they're going up against two of the best in the business in the playoffs with Curry and Butler. And I think that might just push them over the top. But it ain't going to be easy. This is not going to be any – this is like 6-7 games, and the Warriors are going to have to really dig in order to get it done. I respect this Houston team. I'm just siding with the Warriors because of Curry and Butler.
I'm going to go the other way because I hate the Warriors.
That's, well, that's fine too. You, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you, a lot of people want to see the Warriors lose. They're sick of them.
So
they want to see Butler and Kerr and all these guys.
And they've been losing. Through. So it's been real gravy for me.
Oh, yeah.
Because their runs are over. The championships are over. And then when they got this guy, Butler, everybody said they were going to win the title. And I'm just not having it. They're not the best team in the NBA. They're not winning.
I don't think they're winning the title. I think
Luka and LeBron have a better shot at it than Curry and Butler.
I agree, and I think that if they do get through the Rockets here, I think that they would lose to either Luka and LeBron or and the Wolves. I think they'd lose to either of those teams in the next round.
Is that who's playing in the next round? That'll be the automatic?
Yes. The winner of this series would play the winner of Lakers-Timberwolves in the next round.
Then one way or the other, I'm going to enjoy it, either now or later.
One way or the other, you certainly will for that. All right, on the east side of things, the Hawks really didn't give much resistance. They, at one point in the third quarter, actually got this game to, I believe, 3 points.
Then
the Magic bench is what really came alive, including Cole Anthony and Anthony Black, as they were on fire from three off the bench on TNT.
All right. Well, they're going to have to string together some stops here to have any chance.
Anthony stays hot. Cole keeps it going. He's rewarding his coach for letting it ride. Young looking for the foul, puts up a difficult shot. And now Orlando trying to put some finishing touches on this one as Black buries a three. The bench is calling.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. I mean, I thought Anthony was out of his mind, and I was blown away by Black because, I mean, bottom line is nobody's ever even seen him do that before or heard of him or anything else for that matter. So to see that guy get his burn, I mean, what did he have? He had 16. And what I want to know is, I don't know exactly how many. He played 27 minutes. He played more than Anthony, the kid Black. And yep. I just thought that he was phenomenal. Bottom line, and I'm going to throw Carter in there as well. I thought Wendell Carter played great. I thought he played physical. I thought the one thing that stood out to me about him was the 5 offensive rebounds that he had and putbacks for buckets. Like he was under the rim getting the dirty work done for them all night. And those guys stood out to me. I thought, you know, really Banchero did nothing.
Banchero did absolutely nothing. And now the bad news for Orlando is that their prize for winning this means they get to play the Boston Celtics. Game one on Sunday.
It's not like he didn't do anything. He still had 17-9-7.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
We're used to seeing him have 35.
If they win a game like that, and you didn't look at the box score, you'd probably think, "Oh, Banchero must have had 25 or 30 and led the way." That's what I want. He really did not have a major impact on the game. It was the bench that got it done, and as we'll talk about after the break, it was also that. You know, Trae Young flipped out, and he got racked. I mean, the game was gone over at that point, but he wasn't having a great night.
What's the difference?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so Ice Trey got very frustrated late in that game, and I'd be frustrated too if I saw how poorly they held on to the ball and the bad shots they took.
Yeah, I could understand Trey Young's frustration. He did not have a lot of help out there last night from his young Hawks team.
They've never given
him help.
They let
him down. They never give him help. You know, the meaningless game against, you know, the Hornets or the Wizards, they do, but in a big-time spot like that last night, they did not. And look, he's probably going to get – you think he's going to get a FedEx probably too because he like kind of fired the ball first at the ref, and then he came around and did like the keep away from him on the other end of the court, then the smooth walk into the tunnel away from everybody. Trey's probably going to get a little fine, but that's all right. He says he now needs to move on from last night and look at Friday.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's one game. I'm not letting it dwindle. I'm not letting people think about what I'm feeling and things like that. Obviously, I told them I was sticking up for the squad, and I'm not going to let the rest frustrate me like that in our next game. I know we got a win or go home next, so I'm going to be ready. And I told the team I'm going to be ready for them. We got to go home and take care of business.
So, first of all, I've been thrown out of a lot of basketball games. I didn't think it was a big deal. I think the refs turned it into a big deal. You know, he made a mockery of the game. Oh, please. You guys make a mockery of the game every single night I watch the goddamn league. I mean, the refs are so terrible in the NBA. They are the mockery. They're the travesty of a mockery of a sham. Like, so I love it when a player just says, you know, even Green, I can't stand him. I hate his guts. And when he's like right to their face, do it. Pack me up. Just do it. Do something, you suck so bad. I've done that before, too, so I'm not going to deny it. Mafia has seen it. I've been thrown out of a ton of games. All I know is I thought it was a strong effort. Throw the ball at him, then keep away from him, disrespect him, because they deserve it. They deserve it. They're terrible. I mean, you watch this league long enough, you want to kill yourself watching them ref games. They're so awful. They butcher everything. Sam the Butcher. So, like, I give a rat's ass if he gets kicked out of a game at the end of a game, they're getting whacked by 30. What he has to do is exactly what he said. Go home, wash it off, and play on Friday night and win. And I think he'll be hard to beat in Atlanta on Friday night. I do believe that. I think they're going to – it will not be the team you saw last night. They will not play like that Friday night, I guarantee it.
They better not. They will face the winner of tonight's game between the Bulls and the Heat, which we'll talk about in a little bit. The winner will be on their way to Hot Town to see the Hawks. Here's your updated playoff bracket. Now that we know who will be in the seventh
spot. Don't you think those teams have an advantage playing Tuesday night and then not having to play till Friday night, and they get to play at their home floor?
I think the extra day of rest... I think the extra day of rest and the home court is a massive, massive advantage for both teams. You know, especially Atlanta. Like Atlanta was like it was like a hop, skip, and a jump, right? Atlanta, Orlando, not exactly a grueling travel situation that they have. I mean, Memphis a little bit more. I had to go to West Coast, to Golden State. But still, they get the extra day for whoever wins tonight, who's also going to be coming from the West Coast.
For being on West Coast time.
Right, and the winner of that game tonight's, I would guess, going to go straight on to Memphis after the game and be there for all day tomorrow and then for the game.
There'll be noodles tomorrow.
On Friday. Yes, they probably will be noodles tomorrow. Odds to win the West now as we sit here. Now, there are a couple of changes there for that. Now, the Warriors still up to three. So the Warriors, after winning last night, are now the third choice now that they're in the tree of eight teams in the West. Thunder, Lakers, Warriors, Clippers, Nuggets, T-Wolves, Rockets.
They got the Nuggets ahead of the Clippers, and then the T-Wolves, then the Rockets. So, like, you can see right there that the Houston Rockets are the number two team in the conference, and they are given no chance whatsoever at all to win the Western Conference. They are, I mean, they're finished. What they should do is, I think, close up the building, lock the doors, put chains around them and deadbolts, and then send everybody their money back, all the fans. Give them their money back with ice cream cone certificates at Dairy Queen so that everyone can go have some ice cream and know that their season's over. Like, these odds are so terrible on this phone or whatever I'm looking at, whatever this thing is. This rundown of all these odds are so awful.
Yeah.
They're so awful. I won't even talk about it. Those odds are so bad. Suckers.